Well, welcome back to Still Waters. Let's get right into it. First and foremost, sorry for the hiatus. Jail ministry, Bible studies, and other ventures alike. And I was like, man, I'm learning a lot. But let's keep the main thing the main thing. Probably go into that in a later talk. But Psalms 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of 10-string lyres and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord, how profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know. Fools do not understand. That though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the root of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Psalms 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is almighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. Psalm 94. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked? How long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All evildoers are full of boasting. They will crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widows and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people, you fools. When will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one who disciplines, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from the days of trouble till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When my anxiety was great with me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you? A throne that brings on misery by its decrees, the wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. The Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy for their wickedness. And the Lord our God will destroy them. I gotta pause for a moment because something to reflect on these scriptures, but always what's coming to my head right now is Psalms 23, right? We always say the Lord is my shepherd. And I guess what makes me chuckle is you read Psalms 23 and you're like, ah, yes, God is kind of vibing with David. And yet, as you continue through the book of Psalms, you read some stuff where it's like, there you go. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness, and the Lord our God will destroy them. I mean, that seems like a far cry from Psalm 23. And it's not so much that it contradicts the Bible. It just makes us reflect on the fact that this is the same God that shows mercy. Then you read on, and there's this. So something to consider that when we read our Bibles or we hear verses or chapters that your pastor took from, to read the whole book to give us the proper context. But I'll go even further than that. The whole context is the whole book itself because it all connects. But in any event, let's continue. Psalms 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is great God, and the great King above all gods. I want to preface here on this third verse. You'll notice that the Lord is the great God is capitalized, and then the other says God's plural. It's lowercase. But anyway, you probably notice that when you read the Old Testament. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry lands. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. Ooh, key word. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They have not known my way, so I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Psalms 96, sing to the Lord a new song. I think I want to talk on that one a little bit. What I like about that Psalms 96 is when it says sing the Lord a new song, oftentimes when we do these Bible songs, and I'm sure you have your favorite Bible song, and a lot of them are from the book of Psalms, we take verses in scriptures or verses from the Bible and extrapolate them into a song. It's a clever, honorable way of worship, I must admit. However, in Psalms 96, it indicates to us that to sing the Lord a new song, sing to Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, praise his name. So when that first part, sing to the Lord a new song, that literally is suggesting some of the best songs I've ever heard are not recorded. They're from people who gave their testimony, people who just like brought a guitar and just worship God. And I think that's cool because ultimately this term, a worship team leader, it's not bad. I'm not against that. But what I am saying is based on the psalmist, you could argue that what David's trying to teach us, or whoever is ruining the other half of the Psalms, the priests, along with David, are insinuating to us the importance of recognizing that there is a song or a voice or a praise that God wants from us and only we can do. Right? Like, it's, I won't say when we get to heaven, but it's not like God's going to ask you in heaven, like, hey, buddy, what was your favorite song? Actually, let me phrase it this way, this analogy. You ask God, you're at heaven, or even now, and you ask him, hey, God, what's your favorite worship song? You know, there's so many of them. He's like, the one that you sang. The one that you made your own song. It's not a record label. So that's a little bit of an encouragement. It's Dave, David, the one who's literally doing the psalmist, is encouraging us to do our own psalm. So something to think on. All right, back to it. Psalm 96. Had to do a little bit of teaching on that. I wasn't going to let that one go. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. That, if you got your Bible, I also recommend you get your Bible, get a relationship with it. Get yourself a red pen and start writing in it. Most people don't like doing that, but to me, I think it's encouraging to, first of all, I think it helps you learn. I won't go into the science of that, but I also think it's good because when people see, also the color red, when people see that you mark up your Bible, that insinuates to them that you read it. So I won't say it's a flex, but you get the idea. It's encouragement to those around you if you're in those settings. For all the gods of the nations are idols. Oof. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesties are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Now, I gotta preface this again. I think it's important that we recognize that when we reference Psalm 23, the reason I do this is because there's literally pastors who do a whole month's sermon on that. Again, not bad, but here's my point. There's 150 Psalms, 150 chapters. Psalm 23 is one chapter among the 150. So here's my point. If Psalms 23 is true, then we're going to have to recognize that Psalms 96 verse 4 through 5 is also true. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. I mean, this is like, that's quite the statement, right? So here's my point. If the Bible's like a, what do you want to call it, a proverbial supermarket, and I take the parts I like, but damn the parts I need, and you could say, well, how do you know which part's true and which part isn't true in the context, etc.? The reason why I really want to focus and hone in on this, and hopefully this helps you out, is because that's a dangerous line of thinking. Now, I'm not saying don't think or just believe it in your read. What I'm saying is, who decides? What's the benchmark standard? What determines if something is or isn't the word of God or legit, worthy of your consideration and reflection? The parts that sound good are the word of God, and the parts that challenge me must be a man-made error. I mean, there you go. But in any event, hopefully you caught my drift there. We'll continue on. Splendor and majesties are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord all you families of the nation. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let earth be glad. Let the seas resound, all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creations rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in all his faithfulness. Those are two distinctions. Psalms 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him, and righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. I have to stop here. You notice that David, or the Psalms is, we'll just say David because maybe that'll make it easier for you. But in any event, it's interesting how he's saying that all of creation praises God. It's not just human beings. It's all of the grass. Everything that's alive is inadvertently praising God. So that's kind of interesting. Little interesting observation. At least that's how he sees nature. That nature isn't just like this lifeless entity. It's this thing that is praising God with its mere existence. But anywho, clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all earth, the heaven proclaims his righteousness, and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgment, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Zion hears and rejoices, the villages of Judah are glad because you, Lord, you are exalted above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones. And deliver them from the hands of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous, and joy in the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Psalms 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. He has remembered. Yo, man, it's funny. When you say things like that in church, you get reprimanded. But when David says it, it's just another Psalms. But I digress. All the ends of the earth have... God doesn't forget anything. Has seen the salvations of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilee songs and music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of singing, with the trumpets and the blast of a ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the seas resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and people with equity. I'm kind of laughing. What's coming to my head now is the fact that most people say don't judge me or don't judge, and yet David is verbatim saying I can't wait for him to judge me. The world for this case. Psalms 99. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubims. That's an angel. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. Equity? In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Man, I just worship at his feet. That's our song about that. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who call on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. That's another song verse. Yeah, I can see where they got that from. You read the Bible enough, you kind of see where people get their verses from. He spoke to them from the pillar of the clouds. They kept his statutes and decrees, and he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel forgiving God. Though you punished their misdeeds, that's a key distinction, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Psalms 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God. Those are two distinctions. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Now, I gotta be honest with you, that's pretty good. Psalms 101. I will sing of your love and justice to you, Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? Will I conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart? I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. Sheesh. Sheesh. Man, boy. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders a neighbor is in secret. I will put to silence. Whoever has naughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithfulness in the land, and that they may dwell with me. The one who walks is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Looks like David is going to keep his town straight. He's the king at this point, I would assume. Psalms 102. Hear my prayers, Lord. Let me cry for help to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am distressed. Turn your ear to me. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud, and I am reduced to skin and bone. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse, for I eat ash as my food, and I mingle my drink with tears. Sheesh! Because of your great wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadows. Yeah, as you can see, the Psalms aren't all happy. I wither away like grass, but you, Lord, sit a throne forever. But you, Lord, sit a throne forever. Your renown endures through all the generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it's time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come, for her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves in the pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory, for the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayers of the destitutes. He will not despise their pleas. Well, that's good news. Let this be written for a future generation. Sheesh. That a people not yet created may praise the Lord. That's a good one. You never hear slogans like that. And now, I know I'm medieval. I got a Bible you can actually touch. The Lord looks down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he views the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem when the people and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life, he broke my strength. He cut my days short. So I said, do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all the generations. In the beginning, you lay the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. We will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. That sounds prophetic. But you remember the same, and your years will never end. Your children of your servant will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. I feel like David's not a king. I feel like he's a low-key prophet, but I digress. Because he says some stuff where I'm like, that's not a coincidence. Psalms 103, the praise of the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And that's a key word, forget not. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things. Ooh. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteously and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger. There it is. Slow to anger. Abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear. As far as the east from the north. Now, this is funny. You will hear this verse a lot. Sidebar. You will hear this verse quoted a lot in a lot of teachings, but they don't talk about verse 8, which is kind of annoying to me from my teaching prophetic concept. I don't think I'm a prophet, but like anytime I notice people, I won't say take scripture out of context, but they don't. They use some verses, but don't use all the verses, right? So, for example, verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. That keyword is slow to anger. If you say God gets angry, people get triggered. And yet, they'll reference verse 12 and 13. Here it is. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. I noticed we like to reference verse 12, but we don't talk about verse 13 or even 8. So, I guess my wisdom is, if you're going to take a verse out of a chapter of the Bible, then I'm going to argue the whole chapter is valid. You can't just play a game called, well, this verse in this chapter is valid, but all these other parts, you know, what's the context? That's going to be my pet peeve, probably till the very end, because I'm just like, there's no way people are just picking and choosing Bible verses and they just completely neglect the other part. But I digress. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows it over and it is gone. Its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him. There it is. And his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. That's important. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules all over. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all the heavens, host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord in all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. Psalms 104. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretched out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the cloud his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. I gotta admit, David's God, these people are very colorful words. He makes wind his messenger and flames of fire his servant. He sets the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. You can cover it with the watery depths as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains, but at your rebuke, the water fled. At the sounds of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valley, to the place you assigned to them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cross the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench the thirst. The birds of the sky nest by the water. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The land is satisfied by the fruits of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for the people to cultivate, bring forth food from the earth. Wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. The trees of the Lord are well watered, and the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. There the birds make their nest. The storks has its home in the juniper. The high mountain belongs to the wild goats. The crags are a refuge for the hyrax. He made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun knows where to go down. Yeah, he still commands the stars. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lion roars for their prey and seeks their food from God. The sun rises and they steal away. They return and lie down into their dens. Then people go out to their work, to their labors until evening. How many are your works, Lord? Sheesh, I like that parallel. That was good. In the wisdom you made them all, the earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things, both large and small. There's the ships go to and fro, and leviathans which formed to frolic there. And creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. Page turn. Can I do it? There we go. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his work. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing, he touches the, does he refer like a volcano? I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. Meditation. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Psalms 105. Lord have mercy. 45 verses. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord at his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. That's worth writing that down. You will tonight remember the... I gotta sit a minute there. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and sheesh, and the judgment he pronounces. Now look, I'm not a fire brimstone teacher or preacher. I like to give hope at the end of a message, regardless of good news or context, but my main objective is to get people to think and encourage them. It would be very remiss of me to preach or teach or whatever, and I, knowing in the back of my mind, I'm not giving you the full substratum of the information. And it's one thing if you talk to a child, but I'm generally not talking to kids. I do teammates, but it's like, to not, how should I say this? I want to go out to the woods, but I don't want to prepare for any wolves or bears. That just seems like, what do you want to call that? Intellectually dishonest. But let's continue. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen one, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. And this is what gets me. Descendants of Abraham, chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He's Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Now, you'll notice there might be some talk where people say that, God's talking to the Israelites or the Hebrews. But yet he tells the Hebrews to be the example to earth. And what is the purpose of that? Obviously to rein us all in. And eventually there's that new covenant with Jesus. So it's kind of interesting how people read that. And it's like they only took like half of that ideology or the plan and forgot the whole purpose of it. Like they saw the title and the position and the behavior, but they didn't see like the purpose behind it. Like there's something that led to that. But I digress. He remembers his covenants forever, the promise he made for 1,000 generations, the covenants he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree to Israel, as an everlasting covenant. Everlasting. Remember that. God's not just going to like say, oh, by the way, I changed my mind. His methods may change. I don't think his word's going to change. If he does, then he's a liar. Why would I put our faith in him? Tangent. To you I will give the land of Canaan, and as the portion you will inherit. That's worth writing down. The land of Canaan. When they were but few in numbers, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppose them. For their sake, he rebuked kings. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. And I could see why people would say, if Jesus is a prophet and all the other ones, why would God let that happen? I would say God, there's a lot of things God doesn't let happen. But I think we don't have that expanditory list available to us like a video game screen until we get to him. So in the meantime, you have to use your imagination. I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that have happened. And I guess it sounds like a hypothetical, but the reality of it is, yeah, there are good and bad things, but to say, oh, well, it didn't work because look at this bad thing happened. Yeah, there's a lot of things that also didn't happen. Just a perspective thing. He calls down famines on the land and destroys all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons. Till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. This is interesting. You would, if you met Joseph at the wrong time, you could suggest God was a liar until it came to pass. Till what he was foretold came to pass. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. Teach his elders wisdom. That's funny. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes. Ain't that something? Fruitful. Numerous. Whose heart he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his, now David's reciting all the stories, his servant and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark, for had they not rebelled against his words. He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their lands teemed with frogs, which went up to the bedrooms of their rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout their country. He turned their rain to hail. And with lightning throughout their land, he struck down their vines and fig trees and scattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in their land, ate up the produce of their soil. Then he struck down all the firstborn in the land. Yeah. The first fruits of all their manhood. He brought out Israel laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribe no one faltered. Egypt was glad when they left, because dread of Israel had fallen on them. He spread out a cloud as a covering and a fire to give light at night. They asked, and he brought them quail. He fed them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the water gushed out. It flows like a river in the desert, for he remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his chosen one with shouts of joy. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heirs to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise the Lord. Now that's funny. You could say like all that was just for that last bit. I did all that just so you can stay in line. We're going to mess up, but that's just kind of funny. Like all those miracles just to make us, you know, not take it for granted. All right, let's see here. I think we'll do one more. Psalms 106. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share the joy of your nations and join your inheritance in giving praise. We have sinned, even as our ancestors did. Well, at least one of us is perspective. That's... I found me a man after God's own heart. There are certain qualities that show up, and it's never a pompous attitude, that's for sure. We have done wrong and acted wicked. When our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. Oh, here we go. One psalm was talking about all the miracles, now he's talking about where our mistakes were. They did not remember your many kindnesses. They rebelled by the sea, and they repelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Yet you saved them for his name's sake, to make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea and dried it up and led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hands of the foe, from the hands of the enemy he redeemed, and the waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them survived. Then they believed in his promises and sang his praise. But they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plans to unfold. That key word right there is wait. In the desert, they gave in to their cravings. In the wilderness, they put God to the test. Sheesh! So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease among them. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord. That's interesting. I always appreciate when David gives a little bit more context here. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It buried the company of Aram. fire ablaze among their followers, and flames consumed the wicked. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped an idol cast from metal. They exchanged their glorious god for an image of bull which eats grass. They forgot the Lord. They forgot God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, miracles in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. So he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying him, them. Then they despised the pheasant land. They did not believe his promise. They grumbled in their tents and did not obey the Lord. So he swore to them with his uplifting hand that he would make them fall in the wilderness, make their descendants fall among the nations, and scatter them throughout the lands. They yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to lifeless gods. They aroused the Lord's anger by their wicked deeds, and a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plagues were checked. That's interesting. This was credited to him as righteousness for endless generations to come. By the waters of Meribah, they angered the Lord, and trouble came to Moses because of them. For they rebelled against the Spirit of God, and rash words came from Moses' lips. They did not destroy the people as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with nations and adopted their customs. That's important. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to false gods. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to idols of Canaan. And the land was desecrated by their blood. Oof. They defiled themselves by what they did. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves. Therefore, the Lord was angry with his people and abhorred his inheritance. He gave them into the hands of the nations. Uh-oh. Their enemies opposed them and subjected them to their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were bent on rebellion, and they wasted away in their sins. Yet he took note of their distress when he heard their cries. For their sake, he remembered his covenant. And out of his great love, he relented and caused all who held them captive to show them mercy. Save us, Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory to your praise. Praise be the Lord, the God, God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say amen. Praise the Lord. If you notice I'm pausing in between, it's because I'm writing and marking things down. Because I'm like, that's good. For their sake, he remembered his covenant. He gave them into the hands of the nations. By their deeds, they prostituted themselves, and the land was desecrated by the innocent blood. That's like a Cain and Abel story. Well, I guess this is a good stopping point at Psalms 107 to, I guess that's Book 5, 150, during sectioned off. It's kind of interesting reading in your Bible, because your Bible has it all together, but back in the day, it used to be like scrolls and sets. But in any event, thanks for tuning in. I'll try to do one every week now. That's like my cheesy New Year resolution. Be more deliberate regardless of all the things going on, new stuff, life stuff, relationships. I'm just learning. I'm kind of like, that's kind of where the phase I'm at right now. Other than saying a lot and but, I would say the objective now is to be able to speak the truth in such a way where it can be understood. Not like that's the goal. That's kind of like an idol, because I know Jesus had trouble with that, even at the, what do you want to call that? When he preached the Beatitudes in Matthew, right? The Sermon on the Mount. And even that, people say they scoff. So I guess the objective is to do my part, right? This helped you? Great. Share it. And if it doesn't, dislike the video. I don't know what that does for the algorithm. I don't know. But you have a blessed day. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll talk to you later. Deuces.